Holy Spirit, Breath of God, Ruah. It tells me something very important, that as breathing is crucial for our lives, so also Holy Spirit is meant to be somebody very, very crucial in my life too. Now we can just think what happened when we quit breathing. We just die. We cannot live and function without breathing. And similarly, we cannot really live as Christians, as a God's children, without Holy Spirit, without Him breathing in us. But unfortunately, very often we attempt to. And as a result, we may live without life in us, without fulfillment, joy, peace, kindness, patience, generosity, positive attitude, humility, fidelity, modesty, self-control, chastity, and love. So today is the day to once again cry out to God, cleanse me, make me your vessel, take away from me everything that separates me from you. Take away from me everything that makes me close on you. Take away from me everything that leads me to sin. Make me a new God. Crush the walls of unforgiveness, lust, jealousy, hatred, unbelief, and renew me in your spirit. Today is the day to cry out to God, asking for that. The question is, do I really want such drastic changes in my life? Do I really want to live as a saint? Do I really want to be led by the Spirit and follow Him and go wherever He leads me? Well, if we are still not ready for that, at least we can pray, God, give me the desire to desire what you want me to desire. Then in the Act of Apostles, we hear that apostles receive the Holy Spirit and they begin speak in tongues, and everyone around them hear them speaking in their own language. The speaking in tongues, it's not only about speaking in tongues, although it is a very beautiful gift of praising God. But I would say most of all is about that when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we live in the Spirit, not in body, not in flesh, when we deny desires of the flesh and follow the Spirit which dwells in us, then what happens? God help us in tremendous way to speak in others' languages. When we can communicate with others, then we can understand each other. We can come closer to each other. We can love each other better. And through the presence of the Spirit, it is God who takes us out of our isolation, loneliness, misunderstanding, sadness and pain, and help us to be closer to each other as we are meant to be. And we can now ask, what are the languages that everyone around us can understand when we talk? Well, we had it in the second reading again. Joy, peace, kindness, patience, generosity, positive attitude, humility, fidelity, modesty, self-control, chastity, and love. And as you see, brothers and sisters, it's nothing really surprising. But how difficult it is to speak in those languages? We cannot make it on our own. This is too difficult, as you know it very well. That's why we need to cry out to God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And as he enabled apostles to preach his gospel to all nations, as he gave them the courage to love and die for him, as he led them to be understood by everyone around them, so may he also fill us with the Holy Spirit. May he also enable us to speak languages of those around us, the language of joy, peace, kindness, patience, generosity, positive attitude, humility, fidelity, modesty, self-control, chastity, and love.